Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company to return just over 16,600 hectares of land to the government. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjue James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, building affordable housing solutions for low and middle-income earners, providing a better quality of life for Jamaican families. Visit us today at 13 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Albion Road, Montego Bay, or Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Call us at 876-968-7522-4, 876-968-7536-9, or visit our website at hajl.gov.jm. HAJ, building Jamaica, one community at a time.
Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company is to hand over 16,617.87 hectares of land to the government. This according to a land rationalization report of former cane lands that are now ADL. The report was produced by Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings.
8,283 hectares are now in active sugar cane production, which makes potentially 8,359 hectares from that lot of land available for other agricultural activities, including 4,300 hectares which are marginal and in need of rehabilitation.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ole Shaw. He says the lands will be divested for high-yielding profitable production, and SCJ Holdings is already processing several requests for land by interested investors. Mr. Shaw says preference will be given to investments that embrace the mother farm and satellite farm concept, noting that the preferred mode of investment is leasehold rather than sale. In the meantime, Pan-Caribbean has given notice that it will not operate the Monymusk Sugar Factory next year. Mr. Shaw says since the establishment of the Cane Expansion Fund unit in December 2014, some $519 million has been approved for on-lending to farmers in the vicinity of the Monymusk factory. Of that amount, $493 million has been disbursed to 93 farmers to cultivate just over 404 hectares.
There is no way that this government could sit idly by and allow this investment to be squandered with the closure of the factory. We are therefore working with Pan-Caribbean to facilitate joint ventures with new investors or an outright sale of the factory.
The agriculture minister says measures will be put in place to ensure the cane grown in Clarendon is processed by the Appleton or Worthy Park estates. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you want milk, feed the goat. Translation: if you want milk, feed the goat. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Jamaica, it's finally here. The Festival Song 2018 finals at Randy Williams Entertainment Center, Kingston, Sunday, July 15, 6 p.m. Come see the finalists square off in a musical showdown for millions of dollars in prizes. Festival is back and it's bigger and better. After numerous roadshows around the country, it comes down to one night and one song. Come out early on Sunday, July 15. Don't miss it. Admission is free.
Special guest artist Leroy Siblings. Get your tickets at a tasty location near you.
Wamsa,
you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get
there. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, you have to put something in if you want to get something out. A similar saying is, encouragement sweetens labor. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjue James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Audrey Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.